It's AJ and Sarah in the morning with AJ.
You get AP credit for listening to the show.
And Sarah.
Don't lie about your feelings. Okay. Let it out.
On the new Sunny 98.1.
I met this woman the other day. I was trying on clothes, and she taught me a word, a Yiddish word that I had never heard before.
And now it's your favorite.
I love it.
I love this kind of stuff. What's your favorite new word?
She told me, don't buy that shmata. You don't need that dress. It's a rag.
Oh,
a shmata is a rag.
Okay.
Yeah. I love it. I love learning new words or catchphrases from other languages and dialects.
Yeah, because it's kind of the equivalent of a rag, but we don't really have a word like specifically
yes.
for a ratty dress.
Yeah, it's a shmata. You don't need it.
Don't you find that that's the case a lot of the time when someone teaches you some word from another language, they preface it with, there's no word in English quite for this.
Yes.
And then you go, there should be a word for that.
Yes. Well, my family speaks Farsi.
Okay.
I'm going to teach you... It's an insult, but it's really minor.
Okay.
It's kind of all in good fun. If somebody's being a moron or something, you call them a chosefil. Chos is a type of fart.
Oh, wow.
And it is from a fil, which is an elephant. So you are calling somebody an elephant fart.
Wow.
When you call them a chosefil.
That's amazing. And yet, in English, we have no way to really call someone an elephant fart.
By the way, in Farsi, there are many words for passing gas. Every type of toot has a different name.
Oh, really?
And a chos is a silent but deadly one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. That's amazing.
Chosefil.
If you could teach someone one word from your language or just a great word you've picked up along the way, what word would you share? Our number is 833-800-1981. So I come from a Portuguese family. My dad didn't speak a lot of Portuguese, but he had a couple phrases he loved to throw down.
Yeah.
And one of his favorite, because he loved to eat, and I'm probably saying it wrong. My apologies to anyone who speaks Portuguese, but machavica, which means... Most parents would say, like, you finish that, you eat that, you clean your plate. My dad would say, machavica, which means more for me.
Oh.
He was always happy we didn't eat our food because that meant more for him.
He kept it on the bright side.
Yeah,
I love it.
That's pretty solid.